All right. Well, right now, hopefully, we will make contact with Arjun Singh in Jaisalmer, India. Let's see if he's there. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir.
Ah, you're there.
And how
Hello?
Are, yes,
Hello.
How are you, Arjun?
Fine. I'm fine here. Just watching the cricket and bad news. India is losing against New Zealand. It's a semi-final, and they played very well in the last 9 matches, and they were on the top in 10 teams, and now they are losing. So actually, each and every Indian now is not happy with this cricket match right now, because we were just thinking that we will win the World Cup. But I think that dream is not anymore, because India is losing against New Zealand.
And is it at a point where is it a point in the match where you have to start thinking that it's not going to happen, or is there still room for a miracle?
It's all over right now because India they have to make 240 runs off 300 balls, and now 11 players, but now the 6 players are out now, and only 80 runs. So I don't. A miracle can happen, but I don't believe that they will win. And because if they lose this match, then they are out of the tournament, and the New Zealand will be in the final. And then there is a 2 more teams, Australia and England. They are also playing for semi-final tomorrow. So the team which wins that match, Australia and England, and that will be in the final. So New Zealand, and one is New Zealand, and the other one is Australia or England. So I think India was the very strongest team, and they won all the matches. But this time, I don't know what happened. Actually, the match was yesterday, but it was stopped because of the rain in London somewhere. And so they started it again today, and so it's not a good news for all the Indians right now.
It's just always so demoralizing when it's been going so well and then it stops.
I just left the room and she went out, and I can see the water in her eyes because the people, they start crying and all those things. She can't see there. But we did our best. We are still watching that. Gridhar is still praying to the God, but I don't know if the miracle can happen, because the cricket and the Bollywood, it's just the definition of India. So if you lose a match, because it always happens after 4 years that we have that kind of a World Cup tournament, and 10 teams were there. India played very well. They won all the matches, and right now they were on the top, 4 teams, and India was on the top. And so the India played against the New Zealand, and Australia is going to play against England, but India is losing against New Zealand, I think, today. So it's out of the tournament. And it's really not easy for young people. They each and every, I think, in Jaisalmer, all over India, whatever they are, rich or poor, everyone watches cricket, and it's a bad, bad thing. I think in the new channels, everywhere in today's, cricket is everywhere. Cricket is everywhere. Even the people, they go to the temples for that. But I think miracle can't happen today. They will lose it, I'm sure.
Well, we feel sorry for you. Because, you know, we had our American women win the World Cup in soccer.
Yes, it's tough for the people. Actually, it's really tough for the people, because you wait for four years, and then you think your team is doing great, and it's winning all the cricket all the cricket matches against all the teams. They just won against Pakistan. They won against Australia. They won against Sri Lanka. They won against West Indies. They won against all the other teams were in the tournament. And now the only match, the semi-final, because if they lose here, then they are out from the final. So tough for all of us.
And they're losing to someone that they beat before, yes?
No, actually.
Or they never played?
The match was delayed because of the rain.
I see.
At that time they didn't play with each other. So that was the only team, 10 teams, and they didn't play with the New Zealand because it was interrupted by the rain. So they didn't play at that time. So that was the first time they were. And they have a very, very good, I think, very good result against New Zealand. They always win here. But this time, I think, because of the extra pressure, as I think, on the players there and the people everywhere. So this pressure, I think it's because of that pressure. They lost early 3 or 4 wickets in just 10 to 20 minutes. And so that is because of that they are losing right now.
You know, what people don't realize here is the cricket stars in India are comparable to the football and baseball superstars here in America.
Yeah. No, and No,
yeah,
that's absolutely
they are
right.
Just like humans, yeah.
They don't, and people don't realize that. And so it's just, it just
you
makes
have the
it,
names of the players, like Mua. If you just come in the city, there in the schools, you go there, you can see the even Anita's brother. He has the name Kapil. So Kapil, they was the captain of Indian cricket team, and they won in 1983 against West Indies. So Anita's sister's Anita's brother has the name called Kapil. So people have their names on the name of Kapil and Sachin and all the great players. So cricket is very, very popular here in India.
Yeah, but you must have been real happy because you beat Pakistan, right?
Oh yes, that was a tough match, and at that time it was just like everyone was playing for that, and no one wants to lose against Pakistan. If you lose against, I think against a very weak team like Kenya or whatever, not trouble it for the Indians. But if you lose against that, so it's a tough for that. But they won there against Pakistan at that time, but they are now losing against New Zealand because everyone was thinking that now India will win the World Cup because it's on the top right now and they can beat Australians because Australia is a strong team in the world cricket right now. But when they beat Australia even in the tournament right now, so everyone was thinking that they will win against Australia at this time. But I think that their dream is over now because if they lose here, then no more chances for them. They have to come back from England. So I think the London is not a good luck for them.
Now, well, if India gets knocked out in today's game, will people still watch the final cricket match to determine the World Cup?
2% is only.
That's not very much.
Yeah. No. Even me, I honestly say I will not watch it because I am just talking with you and I'm smiling there in the room and I'm telling Girdhar that it happens in cricket, but it's not easy even for me because when I find that India is losing, it's not very easy for everyone here. Even my father, all my family members. Well, my mother is not interested in the cricket. By the way, all the other members, even the kids and my brother and my sister, we all watch cricket and we all are the fans of the cricket players. So if you lose, I think it's a heartbroken for all of us.
All right, how much time is left in the game?
I think it depends because we 11 players come to bat. So 6 are out now and 4. They are like the back players, are like tail-enders, and they are not very good batsmen. They are bowlers. So I don't think that it will be more than 30 or 40 minutes more, and then it will be all over.
All right. Well, we're sorry that you're losing right now, but hopefully – like hope against hope that something dramatic happens and that you end up winning.
We have our national anthem. There is a line in Hindi, Bharat Bhagya Vidhata, means India is the luckiest. So a miracle can happen here in India. So hopefully anything can happen.
We will watch and we will keep our eye on it and hope for your miracle.
We wish you good luck and we wish the cricket team good luck and we'll speak to you again next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
That is Arjun Singh as we go around the world here on Robin Hood Radio.